Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, he's the NFL insider from CBS Sports. His head is still spinning. His dog is out of control because they scored 105 points in Monday Night Football. He's Jason LaCanfora. Hello, Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Thanks, guys. I my head is still spinning, but the dog was fast asleep before they got anywhere near the over-under. So, yeah, he's not much of a night out. But that was quite a display, man. That was something.
It's not typical because let's be fair. You had two great offenses. You had two 9-1 teams in the NFL in this day and age. You're not just going to rack up 105 points in a game. However, that's the way things are leaning a little bit, Jason. Is this good for the NFL or is it not good for the NFL?
I mean, it's the way things are leaning, but I think that's an extreme example. I think that's more an anomaly than the rule. I mean, I think it's a confluence of some, I can't say unprecedented events, but unusual events. Both teams 9-1. Both knowing they've got a bye around the corner because that game was supposed to be played internationally. The Monday night setting, two incredibly talented young quarterbacks, two of the top three or four play callers on the planet, two teams that can't stop you for a darn, at least with their secondaries. Now, they may affect the game with Justin Houston and Dee Ford and with, Sue and Donald and Brockers, but they're not affecting it with their defensive backs, by and large. There's fertile land out there to be plundered in the secondary of both teams. And then it was also, let's not forget how much the defense played a part in the scoring, not by lack of stopping a team, but quick scoring of their own. You know what I mean? Strip sack, touchdown. Strip sack, almost touchdown. I mean, the sweeping changes of field position and, the direct results of those turnovers had a lot to do with why so many points were scored without much time coming off the clock to do it. So I think we should enjoy it for what it was. We all know the rules are favoring the offense. We know that the NFL, especially with the era of player health and safety, and the more we know about concussions and CTE, and is going to continue to skew things this way. And we saw the quarterback injuries last year and what that did to the overall caliber play in the league to the point where you couldn't get a decent game on in prime time because at least one of those two teams that you thought was a factor in September or August was playing with Hundley or Tom Savage or, whoever else got run out there. I mean, it was pretty ugly. So is this the direction we're going? Yeah. But is 50-50 the new norm? No, not even close.
Huh. Hey, what did you think of the fact they used an all-star referee cast last night?
I kind of thought it was maybe
over the top?
Yeah, kind of overthinking it, trying too hard, And again, I think part of it maybe was because of where the game was being played and everything. And it's kind of a spectacle and a big deal. And now you've got it shaping up as arguably the two best teams in the league. And it's going to be at Azteca and yada, yada, yada. But, yeah, I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think it's something they should be in the habit of duplicating. I think these guys are at their best when they get, when there is that chemistry and cohesion and they're with the same group of teammates, by and large, and they get the reps together.
Jason LaCanfora joining us from CBS Sports. So you had all that last night, and you had two 9-1 teams going at it. I mean, it's a great showcase for the NFL. And I wonder how it plays with, and as you said, 50-50 is not going to be the norm. But I wonder how it plays with fans, Jason. I would think in many ways they love it. We've heard from some old school folks today who I'm a little bit this way. Man, I'd love to see the defense make a play. And the thought that, okay, will the offense just continue to score might get a little boring. Yay, nay?
I mean, the defense did make plays, though. I mean, some of the most impactful
they
plays
did.
In the game were made by Aaron Donald and others. I think I'll just sort of on a micro level. I'm not home on the weekends. My kids, I'm not there to take my kids to games. My wife to games with my kids. But my oldest son plays Madden, and my youngest son's starting to play. And, those games are, it's not uncommon for it to be, 9, 10 touchdowns to 7 touchdowns on the other side. Like, and we're talking short attention span theater, I guess, right? And things are going more and more in that direction towards, you know, whatever, art imitating life or science imitating life. So I don't know that the league is freaking out about that. You know what I mean? And not that too many kids on the East Coast got to stay up and watch that, but for the young fans on the West Coast who did, you know, they're probably thinking, this is pretty wild, and those quarterbacks really are like superheroes. And this was, so I don't know, guys. I don't think they're sweating that at Park Avenue. I think they're going to love the number that comes out of this. I think there'll be a lot of people high-fiving each other. I think the sponsors will be engaged about it, and it's going to have everybody in a lather seeing if these two teams meet again in February.
It is interesting. Let me throw the Browns at you real quick here because they've got the Bengals this week. You know, one of the big storylines here is that the Browns will be up against Hugh Jackson's team now, and to see him on the other side is going to be really – how much of a storyline is that?
Well, I'm sure for you guys locally, having just, you know, lived through all that
– right.
It's something that'll be talked about. I'm sure the players, you know, might not. It's not going to be something they rally behind. I don't think it's going to be something that the coaches bring up a whole lot. But for some of the guys, it's not going to be lost on the guys in that locker room. But I mean, how much of a factor is he really going to be? You know, inside information. I mean, look, he knows guys' personalities. I'm sure there will be some things he'll be able to tell Marvin that Marvin didn't already know. He probably could have told Marvin those same things over the phone, though. You know what I mean?
No, that's true.
Like
that is true.
Skype call. Like, I don't know how much he's impacting what they're doing as a football team right now. They're in a free fall. There's plenty in that Baltimore tape. Not that you want, you know, Baker Mayfield running the ball 27 times, but there'll be plenty of looks you could look at from what Baltimore just did to them, basically playing rugby against them, and say, damn, you know, we don't even have to throw the ball to beat these guys. And Baltimore. Last 3 weeks, its defense had been on the field an average of almost 36 minutes a game. Sunday, Baltimore had the ball for over 38 minutes. I mean, and the Bengals just started running out of answers. So do you want to run 70 RPOs at them? No, but I'm sure somewhere in the back of Greg Williams' mind, he knows if I wanted to, I probably could. So I don't think it's a dramatic factor one way or the other. It adds a little bit of a novelty and some spice to it. It's something for us to talk about and chuckle about or whatever. But I don't think it plays a big factor in how that game plays out. I mean, the Bengals just are not a very good football team right now. They're still not disciplined. They still tend to do a lot of dirty, silly things at the worst possible time. And they look like a team that's in a free fall.
Jason Luckan for joining us. Jason, can you think of, and I haven't been able to, I'm sure there's somewhere, where a head coach left a team and then joined another team as quickly as you did in season?
No, I mean, it doesn't leap out at me. It's probably
me neither.
Happened. You know, it probably has in some capacity. I don't know that it happens in this prominent of a way to where they're creating a new role for him. You know what I mean? Sometimes a guy might quietly go and consult for another team or, you know, do some self-scout for him. I don't know that they're in the building, you know, 18 hours a day, you know, as an immediate sort of high-ranking member of the coaching staff like this. And it's certainly odd that, you know, you're going to be playing against the team that you just left. So and nothing leaps to mind. But again, I don't want to say it's much ado about nothing, but I don't think – look, he's not going to be a significant factor in the outcome of that Bengals season. And the Browns certainly seem not to be thinking the sky has fallen since Hugh Jackson was finally fired. So, you know, it's probably a win-win. Let's face it. There's no way Hugh was going to be back there in 2019. So he gets a head start. He can start working on Mike Brown and you know, worrying about his next move. And the Browns are a more functional, you know, more functional, more professional football organization now than they were 2 or 3 weeks ago. And we'll see what that means in the future.
Jason, thanks, buddy. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Jason.
Hey,
we'll talk to you next week.
Guys. Enjoy the games. Thank you.
You got it.
Happy Thanksgiving to your family, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.